Round one. Fight.
I don't know much, but I know I loved you.
Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to a Wiffle Juice presentation called The Lifespan of a Wiffle Week. I'm Carl Coffee, and I have a great panel. With me is Tom Zeller. What's up, Tom Z?
How you doing?
Good. Good to have you on again. And also, Caden Irwin. What's up, Caden?
What up, Carl?
And, of course, Mark Phillips. What's up, Mark?
Howdy. Good to be back.
This is a very special Wiffle Juice episode. It came to me. I was talking to Tom Z, and I said, listen, I know about a Wiffle Leagues. It's one of the few things I'm an expert in. Let's talk about the six stages. We're going to go through the stages one by one, and then I have some questions. This panel, all four of us together, knows all six of these stages. Wiffle Ball Leagues, it's a delicate topic. Stage one, year one. Guys, year one's filled with mistakes. There's trial and error. There's excitement. And almost anything goes. You can show up wearing just underwear. You can show up, you know, wearing just a tank top. Who cares? You don't need jerseys. You don't need rules. The first year of a Wiffle Ball League is like the wild, wild west, Mark. I know you weren't there for the first year, WSCM Mark Phillips, but the first year was crazy. There was no rules. You could play anywhere. In a parking lot at night. It doesn't matter. Anything goes in year one. It's you just have something. Just have a product. Year one. All right, let's go to the next stage. The early years. Okay, early years. You fix those mistakes. You find people who can help out the league. You realize who the hardcore Wifflers are. And you start to establish set rules. Mark Phillips, you joined WSCM in the second year. What do you remember from that second year?
Not much, because I only played in four games, but I knew it was something pretty cool just by playing those four games. You guys were on the right track, and I liked it. I mean, I had fun. That's why I came back.
All right. After stage two, we have stage three. This is the stage we all want to be in, the prime years. You're in your prime. There's a lot of leagues out there right now in the prime. Kay and Irwin. You would probably say MLW is in its prime right now, correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
And there's few leagues that have had a longer prime stage than MLW, right?
Yeah, they've been in their prime for some decent time now, especially I think COVID kind of escalated it for all their popularity on YouTube.
MLW has been in its prime for a long time. What is the prime? Well, the prime is you really can't wait for this season to start. You just went through a harsh winter. You're looking forward to that first week of games. And then when the season starts, you're like, all right, I can't wait for Saturday or Sunday or whenever you play. Everyone's all in. It seems like every single person in the league is all in, even that reserve outfielder who barely gets an at-bat. It doesn't get better than the prime, Tom Z, right? Tom Z, have you ever been in a league that's been in its prime?
No, Tom,
I guess not.
Wow, that's sad. That's sad, really. It really is sad. Maybe you should just hang up then.
No, I'm good. I mean, like, I thought when I joined WSCM, it was in its prime. So now we're coming on stage four, I believe.
Dude, I have six stages. We're just halfway through, buddy. You ready for this ride?
I got the coat.
Listen, this is you know, I've been around this sport for almost 17, 18 years. So, you know, I see what leagues have done. I see the history of leagues, and a lot of leagues go to stage four, which is slow decline. And what's a slow decline, Tom Z? This is a slow decline. Wifflers start moving away. They get married. They have kids. Wiffle's not a priority anymore, you know? It's a second or third option on a Saturday. Maybe they want to do a different activity. Maybe they get involved in disc golf or slow pitch softball or underwater basket weaving, whatever it is. And then some people maybe get bored of the same teams winning, you know? They're like, all right, this isn't fun anymore. I'm not winning. I joined Wiffle Ball to get a few W's, but the same team just keeps winning the championship. That's not fun. And also in the slow decline. Maybe leagues start to adjust rules to keep it fair. That's a slow decline, and I can name I can name leagues all over the country that's been in a slow decline. It's not that big of a deal, Mark Phillips, right? A slow decline is okay. You could still have a good league with a slow decline, right?
Yeah, it's going to happen to anything. I mean, any sport, but like you said, it's going to happen.
It's not
bound to happen.
It's not going to kill a league, right?
No, you'll still get the diehards out there and maybe a few new stragglers, but it ain't going to kill a league, no.
Lifespan of a Wiffle League, stage 5. Hanging on. Hanging on. And it's not a fun stage. This is a stage you don't want to get to, Caden Irwin. You're hanging on. You start changing your schedule. Ooh, you know, you're no longer a weekly league. Maybe you're bi-weekly. Maybe you're monthly. Maybe you have 2 or 3 tournaments a summer. Maybe you have 1 weekend. Ooh, sad, right? 1 weekend? Oh, what is this, Skibby? Come on. only the hardcore Wifflers are playing in Stage 5. That's it. Only the guys
What's
who play
skibby?
For the love of the game. Only maybe some people who feel like it's a chore and they're just playing to keep the hardcore guys happy. That's Stage 5. Don't get to Stage 5. Right, Caden?
Yeah, that's right. We've been through that.
Ooh, sad. You sure you want to say that? You've been to Stage 5? Ooh. All right.
We've been there.
Stage 5 is better than Stage 6 because unless you're an idiot, you realize each stage gets worse and worse, Mark Phillips. Stage 6, RIP. You know, the time and effort is just not worth it. Not enough people even for 4 teams because for me, if you don't even have 4 teams, don't even bother. That's the minimum for a Wiffle League, 4 teams. All joy is gone. And even the sight of a Wiffle ball makes you want to puke. Tom Z, man, Stage 6, that's the killer, right?
No, done. I think 4 teams should be 6. I think it's 6.
6 is a great number, but 4 is the minimum. All right, so we went through the stages. Does anyone have anything to say about these stages? Do you agree wholeheartedly with Wiffle expert Carl Coffey? Does anyone say, Carl, you're wrong, let me chime in, there's a 7th stage, or anyone have anything to say about these stages?
I think there's a 7th stage, the rebirth.
Whoa, listen. We're going to talk about that later, Mark Phillips. I like it.
Okay.
You're an expert.
Sorry.
You know, Mark, I talked to Mark before the show, and I said, Mark, you know, I don't have experience with all 6 stages. Mark has experience with 5 of these stages, so he knows what he's saying. What about you, Caden or Tom? Anything that I get wrong?
Nothing that I can think of. It's pretty accurate. I do agree with Mark getting a little ahead of the game about rebirth.
Listen, I get
for people joining other leagues too.
Yeah,
That's
good though. He's
yeah.
You know, the show's not done. We will talk about that, right, Tom Z?
Absolutely.
All right. So not all leagues go through all 6 stages, but many have. You know, I know so many leagues who were one of the top leagues in the country. Leagues like Huntington or Potomac, Washburn, and they're gone. They've been gone for a while. So how do we combat these stages? We don't want to get to stage 5 or 6. Those are bad stages, especially 6, Tom Z. So I'm going to go through some questions. I'm going to ask you guys, you know, because you guys are the experts. You're the panel. You guys know what you're doing. You know, we have young Gen Zer, Caden Irwin. We got millennial, Tom Z, and we got Gen Xer, Mark Phillips, and we have a great 3-generation panel here. So let's just go through it. Have a succession plan. What's a succession plan? And I want to look at KWL because they lost Brian Myers, I think, in 2013. KWL, it was one of the best leagues in the country, if not the best. Their commissioner just left. You know, he got married, had kids. He was done with wiffle ball. They had a guy ready to take over, Brian Lewis, you know. I left WSM in 2015. Brandon Corbett stepped right in, kept the league going. Have someone who's going to take over. That is so important. So, guys, I'll ask Tom Z first. What are some attributes you would look for in a future commissioner, Tom Z?
Wow. Somebody that's actually committed to the league and the fun. Like, wiffle ball is supposed to be fun, right? It's very competitive, especially fast pitch. But somebody that wants to keep the fun around, if that makes any sense, and then also, you know, organize the whole cluster of, you know, when we're going to play and all that stuff we don't want to talk about. But
so you're looking, fun. You're looking for a fun balance. And Mark, I have to ask you, is Tom Z right on here, or is he dead off?
Oh, no, he's on in some points, but I think you need a guy that thinks, like, out of the box.
Ooh,
you know?
Out of the box.
Like, if, you know, if you go there and you're just getting up six times and striking out three times, that's not fun. I mean, I'd rather go to, you know, Home Depot than go to a wiffle ball game, sit in the 90-degree weather and get struck out six times. So you got to think out of the box. You got to think, how can I make people want to play this game? So that's the kind of commissioner you need, someone who's thinking of better things.
You know, Mark brings up a good point. He brings up a good point. Mark was there during some of the years of WSM in its prime, and it was tough to bring in new players because they would show up one day, they would see like a Farkas or a Chandler Phillips or an Austin Bischoff just, you know, throwing two-pitch strikeouts, and why would they stay? So Mark is saying have some sort of balance where an average person can kind of compete, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Kay and Irwin, anything you want to say about this?
I agree with what they both had to say. I think that you have to have the balance of making it fun for everybody and being super dedicated to the league and being willing to accept, like, ideas from people in the league that are there all the time. But you have to have people in your league willing to help with that as well. It can't just be all on one person to do everything.
You all make good points, and I'm going to throw another question at you because wiffle ball is a touchy thing because you can go ultra-competitive, and some leagues do, leagues like the Mid-Atlantic Wiffle. Some leagues want to get, or put Palisades back in and say you want to get the best wifflers around, and you're not going to, you know, try to make the average or below-average wifflers happily. So sometimes you have a good product, and I think it might not be a bad thing to just go all in and try to be one of the better leagues around, Mark, right?
No, I agree. I think that's what makes HRL so great. Yeah. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have fun. They drink. They, you know, they're not pitching 80, 90 miles an hour. People are going out there because they're having fun.
All right. So, listen, guys, like I said, I got involved with Wiffle in 2004. I think Caden might have been an infant then, but, you know.
I was 4 years old, Carl.
Man, okay. So, scheduling. I don't want leagues to think it's a failure to change scheduling. Skibby's in its 20th year. And you say 20 years, that's awesome. That's success. That's, you know, that's crazy. But for the majority of those years, they've just played Memorial Day weekend, 4 days a year. Any league can do 4 days a year. I'm telling you, you can. You could. But I think in the early years, I don't think they were 4 days a year. It's not a failure to change its scheduling. So maybe you played every week. Maybe you always look forward to seeing games every week. Maybe you change to bi-weekly. Maybe you're going to monthly. Like I said, it's not a failure to change your scheduling. If it makes sense to have one big tournament a month, do it. People grow up. They have different priorities. Mark just said Home Depot sometimes is better than going to a wiffle game where you go 1-for-12. You know what I mean? It's not a failure to change up scheduling. That's, I don't know how many times I have to say it. So, Tom, what are some of the pros of not being a weekly or biweekly league?
Pros of not being a I mean, it's really just prioritization of your work-life balance, right? You know, you got kids and wives and things like that. So, like, having a schedule is preferable, if that makes sense.
I get it. I get it. But what if you're young? What if you're 24?
If you're 24, then it's all day. All day wiffle.
You know, Caden, I don't feel like Tom's answering this question correctly. I mean, you're a young guy. You're still in college. You're finishing up. You're at that age where you could pretty much do anything you want. Is Tom saying anything mm-hmm. that you agree with?
I mean, I understand because obviously your plate gets more full as you start getting older and out of the college and get a real job and start having kids and stuff like that. So I think it is difficult to find a balance for everybody that's in your league to be able to come. So I think that you have to make sure it's flexible with what multiple players that are committed to your league.
This is another boring answer. So I hope to God Mark saves this because come on, weekly wiffle ball is the way to go, right, Mark?
It is. No, because I don't think it's too much. I just think, you know, the younger guys have. See, I came into wiffle ball at a perfect age, I think, because, you know, my son was, 17, 18, got to play with him and his friends who were real good. So, you know, to play a sport with your son is pretty fun. And now, you know, I want to play it because it gets me out of doing chores around the house. So
yeah, and once a month is boring, right? Once a month is boring.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's 3 weeks I got to do stuff around the house or go shopping with my wife, and I'd rather play wiffle ball. But, yeah, I'd play every week.
Tom,
many weeks as I could.
Tom's giving the PC answer, and then Caden's just piggybacking off that.
No, I mean, those guys are a lot younger than me, so they, you know, Tom's got a, not a newborn, but, you know, he's got a kid a couple years old, so he's got, you know, I can understand what they're saying, but trust me, once they get older, they're going to want to love to play every week.
All right, I have to go back to Caden because Tom has excuses. He is a newborn, but Caden, how can you – you have to agree with Mark here. Wouldn't you love a weekly league? What do you have to do?
I still work in the summer. I mean, I have time. I'm able to be flexible with my schedule. But I don't want to go every week if we can only get 12 people to go every week.
Bingo.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it just needs to be flexible for the entire league. I would play every week.
Okay, all right.
Not necessarily fast pitch.
Tom, can we move on?
I think my arm might fall off.
Tom, this next question's a favorite of mine, unless you want to keep talking about the scheduling.
I'm good.
Listen, I love this question because, my goodness, I've been on both sides of this. It's called friends versus fairness. And as Mark knows, he was there in the early days. We had no team restrictions. You want to play with your friends, that's fine. But then, guess what? Before the season started, we basically knew which two teams would be in the championship because, you know, there was, you know, anyone could play with anyone. There was two good teams and a couple of decent teams and some crappy teams. So it's a good debate, and it's something I've gone back and forth with. But with wiffle ball, you want to play with friends. So if you have something like a draft in wiffle ball, you know, sometimes you might play with people you don't like or you don't even know, and then you might not show up. So it's a delicate topic. It's a delicate situation. So what are you going to do? Because ultimately a draft could kind of kill a league because everyone's playing with people they might not even know or like. Even with a league in its 8th or 10th year, who knows? So friends versus fairness. Tom Z, I have to go with you. You know, you've been around this sport for a while. What side are you on with this? Because it's close for me. I still don't even know what I side with.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I would prefer, so one of the podcasts you guys did back in the WSEM podcast back in the
ooh,
day.
Ooh, the glory days.
Talking about clubhouse talk. So I would rather play with people I enjoy so that whole clubhouse thing is kosher rather than playing with, like, people I didn't enjoy being around, if that makes any sense. So I would definitely play with friends.
You know what? If you had to point a gun to my head, I would agree with you there. And we did stuff like talent caps. We would cap players, and a lot of leagues have kind of stolen that from us, which is kind of cool. It means you're doing something right. Mark, like I said, has been around since 2012. He's been around for so many years. So, Mark, I am actually very interested in your answer here. Friends versus fairness. What do you side with?
Obviously, you want to play with your friends if they're real good. I mean, but, you know, like, when I first started out, I was with a lot of good people, and you could play who you wanted to play with. And, it, like you said, it probably wasn't fair. You knew before the season started who was going to be in a championship. But once I got my own team, you know, you want to beat those teams that are, you know, have, I don't know, not, I guess they are still friends, but, you know, you meet people, so you want to play with people you all obviously want to play with people you like, but you also want to be good. But I learned the hard way that you don't want to draft good people if you don't get along with them. So I agree. I'd rather play with friends. I have my very first pick every year is for probably the last 3 or 4 years was Dakota Lucia year.
Yeah, Mark. Let me chime in though. When a league's in its prime and you have like eight teams of dedicated whifflers and captains, is it the best thing for a league?
I think it's you need that. I don't know if it's the best for the league, but you need that mix. You need to play with people you like.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree with you.
Like, you obviously want to win. You know, you got to have that mix, I think.
Yeah, like some of the stronger leagues in the country, they've been around for a while. I mean, none of them have drafts or talent caps. They just let you play with whoever you want. So,
yeah.
If you asked me 5 years ago, I would say fairness, but then, you know, I think that might kill a league, actually.
Yeah, like, it's kind of a hard thing because you want to play with your friends, but you also don't want to get your ass kicked every
week
like either.
I feel like it's
got to be a mix.
You might be 55% friends, 45% fairness. Is that
like showing up my first 2 years to Chandler Phillips and Kyle Tomlinson playing wiffle ball against you, I might as well just go back home. Like, wow. You know what I mean?
Nothing.
You got two guys that are going to hit home runs right off your bat, and you got, I don't know, like, and then, I don't know. See what I mean? Like,
I get it, but we gotta hear Caden Irwin. He's the youngster here. He's like 22 years old. He has to have something to say, right, Caden?
I do.
I do.
So, I really like what Mark said about the, like, balance. So, probably, no offense to any of the teams that I've been on, but the best year, like, most, like, fun that I had was probably the second year, because I had some of my friends on my team, and then I had teammates that I didn't necessarily know very well, but I got to know well, and we were good. And I think the league was pretty balanced that year. I mean, the Diablos were pretty good. Obviously, they ended up winning, but I think that you have to have a balance, like, of people that you like on your team, while also, like, getting to know, like, especially as a new player, like, you got to get to know other people, too, and being able to play with multiple different people, because you're not going to always play with just only your friends if it's, like, a league that's been around for a super long time. I think for, like, the competitiveness to stay, like, pure, that it needs to be somewhat fair, too. I did enjoy my first year, too, and I knew nobody until later, and I enjoyed my team a lot.
All right, let's finish
this. It was fun, though. Like,
let's just finish
different ways.
You know, you guys have been killing this. You know, the lifespan of a Wiffle League, And the reason I have you guys on for this panel is because people can put two and two together. They realize what's happening. We're involved with a league that's kind of has experienced all six stages. But guys, enjoy the ride. Seriously, you're listening to this, enjoy the ride, because if you might not be blessed to be in a Naturel or an Orbo, who they don't seem to die. They just get stronger. It happens. There's leagues that just don't die. But most of the leagues I follow, they've all had all the stages, or at least some of them. But if you get to that prime stage, Tom Z, just take it in and enjoy the good times. Mark knows. Mark knows the prime stages, you know. Kaden knows. He's in MLW, you know. They're going to be in the prime stage for another 12 years. Who cares, right? So just enjoy it. So here's...
Once it's gone for good.
So, Tom, listen, you know, you work a full-time job. You're a husband and a father. So what makes you, Tom Z, you know, give up your Saturday afternoon to play wiffle ball? Because so many of these listeners are in the same kind of life stage as you, Tom Z. Whether you like it or not, they are. That's just the truth. You know, there's people who just had a kid. Maybe they have three kids, maybe two kids, maybe five kids. They have a wife. And they say, you know, you can spend your Saturday afternoons playing wiffle ball. Why do you choose to do that, Tom Z?
Camaraderie.
Ooh.
I think.
Good word.
The Mark Phillips and the Caden Irwins out there that where you can just hang out and do something fun.
Community.
In the air.
I love the word community, yeah. Right? You know, Tom Z is not a man of many words, but I feel like he wants to just say community, right? Right, Mark?
I think that's where he's going.
Yeah, and he gets it. You know, he named both of you guys. Even if you weren't on the line with him, he'd probably still name you, because he shows up because of good people like you, Mark, like you, Caden. And, Mark, that's probably why you've been doing it for last decade, right?
Yeah, I mean... Like I said earlier, I mean, to get to play with my son and my son's friends who I've saw grow up, and now I can have a beer with them. I mean, it's awesome. I love it. Wouldn't change anything.
Tom, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but is it hard sometimes to see a youngster like Caden Irwin show up and just dominate, or do you embrace that?
No, absolutely not. I embrace that 100%. So, like, when I started, you're talking about Farkas just, like, being the guy. So, like, the next guy, or who's the next guy? Absolutely. Bring him on, man. We're all going to stink. We're getting older. So, it's just life. But the talent, bring it. Bring it.
And finally, Caden, is anything you want to say about this topic?
Yeah, I think it's just you want to go hang out with people that you enjoy, especially it's something that's super fun that you all have, like, a mutual respect for. And like Mark said earlier, just gets you out of the house and to do something different sometimes. So, I think it's just the people that bring you back.
All right, so Mark put up a seventh stage, and now I'm going to talk about it. Because I call the sixth stage RIP, but really... It should be called Dead for Now, because nothing's really dead in wiffle ball. Just because something ends doesn't mean it's over. You know, if you have a year or a couple of years off, that's fine. Things can return. Like Hessfield Wiffle Ball in upstate New York went away, and now they're going to come back as Electric City Wiffle after like 4 or 5 years. It just happened. You know, people get reborn. Time to refresh. Nothing's dead. That's why I had to stop Mark there for that seventh stage. So... things can happen. So, like, all you guys, in closing, I'm going to ask this question. Tom, you can go first. You're a veteran wiffle player. You've been around for many years. So what piece of advice would you want to give for someone who's burnt out, whether it's a commissioner, someone who helps a commissioner, or just a player? What kind of advice would you give someone who's just kind of like, it's not fun anymore?
I guess, find what you enjoyed about the game of wiffle ball first, and then embrace that This is super creepy, and I get that. I'm sorry, guys. But, like, get the whole backyard hitting wiffle balls off the garage and whatever. Like, it's kind of like a kid. I mean, it's a kid game, right? So just find that inner kid, I guess.
No, I get it. That's a good answer, actually. You know, you didn't say it as best as you could have, but you still said it. But I'm going to go to Mark. Who is, he's still playing wiffle, even though, you know, his son moved away. He joined the military, and Mark is still wiffling. So you could say, Mark, why are you still doing this? Your son left. So why?
I love it. It's like you guys said, it's something different. It's fun. You know, I get to see, you know, a lot of the kids that still play in the league. I mean, they're not kids anymore, but... You know, they hung out with my son. You know, they slept over my house. It's, you know, they're good people now. And I like being around good people. And, you know, I met some great people. Tom's a great person. Carl, you're great. Caden, you're great. And, you know, it's just hard to explain. It's a fun thing to do. And, like I said, if you get in the right league with the right people, nothing better.
All right, and Caden, you're in an interesting place here because you're involved in many bit of the big-name tournaments. You're involved in the biggest league in the world, maybe even the galaxy, MLW. Yet, you know, you're still involved with a league we're all in love with, WCM, and you seem to have a lot of, you know, loyalty. So what... You know, you're finishing up college. You're about to go to this next huge stage of your life. Do you see this as a long-term thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, it also helps. I'm going to be a teacher, so, you know, those summers off helps having that free time. But on top of all the things of it being, like, with good people, like, the competitiveness that comes from it, you just don't get that, really. Because there is a competitive piece to it when you're playing still. And I think that just, all of us that played baseball or any sport, like, you kind of miss that from not playing sports anymore. So I think that that's also something that drives people to want to rebuild something.
Yeah, I get it. And it's good to have this panel on because, you know, this show is about the lifespan of a Wiffle League. And I wanted to do this show because everyone who's been involved with the sport has been involved with probably all of the six stages. And all you guys combined have been involved with all six stages. And all you guys did a great job. I appreciate all your words of wisdom. Caden, Mark, and Tom. So let's finish this off. Any last words, Caden?
No, sir, Carl. Other than join WSDM. Hopefully we have a season this year.
What about you, Mark?
Kind of the same thing Caden said. If you're out there and you're wondering... Sign up for WSEM. You'll have a good time.
Tom, anything else?
Piggybacking off those guys, let's get WSEM back in full fledged. And also, anybody wants to check out World Wiffle Ball Championship, slow pitch tournament, Midlothian, Illinois? I'll be there July 16th through the 18th.
Wow, listen. Great to have you guys on. Great panel. Thank you for representing Wiffle Juice. So full. Caden Irwin at Mark Phillips at Thumbs Up. I'm Carl Grab. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe out there. See you.
See ya. Peace.